You are listening to 2 Minutes of Torah with Rabbi Danny, a JCast Network podcast. For more information about Rabbi Danny, please visit rabbidanny.com. For more information about other JCast Network podcasts and blogs, please visit jcastnetwork.org.
Shalom and welcome to 2 Minutes of Torah, Pesach Special. One of the enduring images of the Seder is of the four children asking their questions. We know of the four children as the wise child, the wicked child, the simple child, and the child who does not know how to ask. Many of us feel uncomfortable with the idea of labelling children as wise, wicked, and so on. And today, as we come to this part of the Seder, we face even greater challenges with these children. The wise child simply asks, "What are the testimonies and the statutes and the laws which Adonai our God has commanded you?" There is a little bit of ownership in taking on Adonai our God, but it's still a question of the commandments that you, as the adult, have received. In contrast, the wicked child simply says, "What does this service mean to you?" And we respond by saying that it is because of this that Adonai did for me when I went free from Egypt. Me and not that child. Had that child been there, he or she would not have been redeemed. In this way, we say to the wicked child, through your question, that you are excluded. And yet, what is really wrong with this question? The question of this child comes from a place of curiosity. This child really wants to know and to understand how the adult relates to Pesach and Passover. And how do we respond? By excluding them and chastising them. In today's society, with many people drifting away from their Jewish identity, this is a legitimate question. They want to ask those who are involved, "What does this mean to you?" And through understanding what it means to us, find their own meaning in it. When we answer them in the way that the Haggadah suggests, it is not such a stretch to imagine that this is a chain. One year, the wicked child asks, "What does this mean to you?" And after receiving that response, they drift away. When they come back, their understanding of Judaism has reached that level where they simply ask, "What is this?" Because they no longer know. They're no longer part of the family, of the system. And then, more years pass, and eventually, they no longer know how to ask, or perhaps they're not present to even ask the question, because the exclusion they felt has left them alienated and apart from the Jewish community. Today we face a very real challenge. When people ask, "What does Judaism mean to you?" it is not a wicked question. It is a question of curiosity. How we as engaged Jews answer that question is going to determine the survival and well-being of Judaism into the next generation. If we label these children as wicked, this label will stick, and eventually they will drift away and leave our community. However, if we take this question as an opportunity to engage them, to inspire them, and to relate to them, then perhaps, through this questioning, we can engage them in such a way that in future years, it will be their story as well. Shabbat Shalom and Chag Pesach Sameach.